And Americans are turning to gift cards more than ever. One study says sales of gift cards will soon top $100 billion. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
That's right. By next year, the gift card business will exceed $100 billion. So says Todd Marks, a senior editor at Consumer Reports, who tracks the gift card business.
Gift cards, both last year and this year, are number one on the wish list for all female shoppers, and they're way up there in the top three of males, too.
And here's another big number. Mark says last year, almost one in five people who received gift cards never used them.
That extrapolation came out to be something like $8 billion in unspent gift card dollars.
That's roughly the gross domestic product of Nepal, kicking around in people's wallets, pocketbooks, and desk drawers.
Those people are crazy.
That's Athalie Painting, who was shopping this week at the Cambridgeside Galleria Mall in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I love to get them.
What kind of gift cards do you like to get, for example?
Really any of the shops that I shop at, like Borders and Sephora, makeup and books.
Do you remember to redeem them?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
But why do so many other people fail to redeem them? Todd Marks of Consumer Report says people cited five main reasons.
First, they told us they didn't have the time.
Second, they said they couldn't find anything they wanted.
Third, they said they lost the card.
Fourth, they forgot about the card. And fifth,
the card expired.
It turns out that some gift cards, typically those issued by banks and credit card companies, have expiration dates, as well as various fees, even inactivity fees that cause the cards to depreciate. That's why Mark Watkins, another Cambridge shopper, doesn't like them.
I don't like the fact that over time they decline in value. And that's the way that corporate America is making money from the consumers.
In fact, most gift cards, those issued directly by retailers, don't expire. But Watkins is right that they're a boon for business. Another recent study says all those lost and forgotten cards are a big help to a retailer's bottom line. But millions of Americans apparently agree with people like John Freeman of Cambridge.
They're easy, they're inexpensive, you know, and they don't like it, hey, they can burn them, rip them up, you know.
Consumer advocates say it's best to redeem them quickly and spend them down to the last penny. But that's easier said than done, according to shopper Joe Smith of Cambridge.
The thing is then you get down to like $2. That adds up because everyone's got $2 left over. What can you buy for $2?
Probably nothing. But you can always reach into your pocket and buy something else that exceeds the leftover value. Either way, the retailer wins. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.